The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you have social media, and it's likely that you have, and if you have, you've probably shared some pictures or videos of your loved ones. But with the race to develop a more advanced artificial intelligence and ever-increasing pressure to do that on those companies, how should social media companies process our own personal data? Well, joining me for more on this now is Owen O'Dell, who is Associate Professor of Law at Trinity College Dublin. Owen, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Mandy. Happy to be here.
Now, it's just such a complex one, isn't it? When you start to talk about our content, what we put up on social media, that we need to think about not only who's sharing it, who's seeing it, but now who's using it to their own advantage. Just give us an overview of what various companies are doing at the moment in relation to our own personal data.
Well, I would draw a distinction between what companies are doing around privacy controls for you vis-a-vis other users and vis-a-vis third parties. A lot of the companies are now giving quite good privacy controls. In fact, in some cases, maybe a lot of overkill. But you have quite a bit of control over keeping your images private vis-a-vis third parties and so on. But the other side of the coin is that when you sign up and when you upload something, you are giving the companies themselves a lot of leeway in what they're going to do. So whilst you can prevent, me seeing your photographs, you can't prevent Meta or whoever using them in the background.
Yeah, so you might think you're being really responsible hitting all those buttons that says no one can look at my content, no one can see my children if I post on Instagram and keep it private and all that. But actually, the companies themselves can still access the data. And that seems to be what they're doing at the moment to try and create or harvest the content that's on existing platforms to populate AI. So we've seen Google using the content, I think, from YouTube to do just that. But now, what are the other companies who are using it?
Well, pretty much all of them at this point. Any of the companies that are trying to build AI models based on large amounts of data are using the data that they have. It's not just that you've got OpenAI going out and sucking up all the data that's out there that they can get access to. And when you close down a third-party access, you're, in some cases at least, preventing that being ingested. But companies like Facebook, or like Meta with its various data offshoots, like Facebook and like Instagram and so on, they are harvesting the data too for precisely that purpose. Now, the current big buzzword is AI, and the European Union has introduced regulations around the AI Act. And in America, Donald Trump last week decided that there would be very little regulation around AI because, there are lots of tech bros around him, aren't there? And you might very well think that they have his ear. But I couldn't possibly comment about that. but what I would say is that we already have structures for governing this kind of processing of personal data. One of the reasons for the introduction of the GDPR and before that, the Data Protection Directive, has been the processing of our personal data by data companies like Facebook and Google and so on. And the only thing that has changed is that there is now more data and they can do more things with them. You've still got the basic rules from the GDPR for the protection of the individual user. So there are rules. The GDPR sets up rules, but by and large, the big companies established here are processing consistently with the rules, which means that it goes back to your comment about clicking all the buttons and so on, a little bit of personal responsibility and a lot of education to ensure that you're not sharing data that you wouldn't want to see being sucked by OpenAI and published on the open web.
And we've all become a little bit more savvy ourselves and circumspect about what we put out there, I think. Some of us have, yeah, let's just say that. Maybe, you know, if we look back at posts that we might have made 10 years ago that's still sitting up on Facebook, is that accessible under this? Like, I mean, I'm thinking that like now I mightn't post something that I posted then. But like, do you have to go back? Do they have access to absolutely everything? Or what could people do to kind of shut it down now for themselves? What advice would you give to people?
They have access to absolutely everything, including the stuff you have forgotten about. I mean, the experience of seeing the memories come up in the morning of something you had forgotten about. And you sort of go, oh, that's cute. But sometimes you also go, oh, my God, that's still there. They have that, and you gave them the right to process it when you joined up and when you posted it. So that is still there. And even if you take it down now, they've already processed it, or they've already exercised their right to process it. Mm. If you take it down, it means that if they do another ingestion in the future, or if third parties go looking for it, it isn't there. And if you want to be responsible, that's better than nothing. What some people are doing now is leaving Facebook and other platforms because after 6 months after you leave, they have to delete all the personal data associated with the account. Mm. So at least six, you know, leave today, 6 months time, you get an early Christmas present. No, you don't. You get a New Year present of the data disappearing. In terms of the stuff that's 10 years ago that they've ingested, that's the spilt milk, and you know, you can cry, but it's not going to make any difference.
Yeah, so it's all kind of future focused protections that you're actually implementing. But maybe if you did that, at least, you know, in 6 months time, as you say, they won't be able to harvest for you. But can I just ask you a question, Owen, about what AI systems or those platforms are actually doing with that? Like, if they're getting billions and billions of photographs and videos like as content for AI, how do they use it? How does it kind of, you know, get used within their systems, and like, what good is all that data to them? Do they replicate it? Do they just use it as standard? What happens?
Okay, there are three big uses of that kind of data. The first is the meta use, which is that the more information they have about you, the more they can tell advertisers that they can target their advertisements appropriately to you or to whoever the ad should be sent to. You know, they have very sophisticated software for scanning the photographs, so that one way of finding out that you're interested in rugby is that you post Go Lions. Another way that they find out that you're interested in rugby is that you post a photograph of yourself wearing a Lions shirt. So, and their video analysis software will be able to tell them that that's what it is. So it's just more personal data about you that allows them to tick more boxes to target you more accurately for advertisements. And, you know, what they say that they are enhancing the user experience on the platform by doing so. Mm. So that's one use. The second use, when it comes to photographs, is there are companies out there who are scraping photographs for the purposes of building facial recognition databases, you know, also deep fakes and stuff like that. And then the third thing is companies out there that are getting this information so they can sell it on. Data brokers are a particularly shady business for, you know, online. And you've got lots of companies out there who are prepared to buy the data once the broker has obtained it. And so Facebook, for example, Meta buys data from third parties. Clearview, which is a facial recognition company, buys data from third parties. So those are the three big things. You've got advertising within platforms. You've got companies out there who are using data for not necessarily the nicest purposes. And you've got companies out there that are selling data on.
Definitely think we all need to take another look at our phones today on foot of that. Oh, and it's all the same stuff, really, but it's just a massive scale up. But thank you very much for joining us today. That was Owen O'Dell, Associate Professor of Law at Trinity College Dublin. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye bye.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.